Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. I want to read a quote to you this morning from Philip Yancey that says, "The proof of spiritual maturity is not how pure you are, but the awareness of your impurity. That very awareness opens the door to grace." Now, just real quick, friend, before we prepare to meditate today, I want to give you this thought, that God's plan for you is to live in purity, that His standard is not a hint, it's a directive, that His goal for you to live pure and clean is the aim. And the fact is, that is true in our thoughts, it is true in our words, it's true in our deeds and in our actions. In 1 Corinthians, Paul suggests that sexual sin is one that is committed against your own body. And so when we look through the concept of trying to live pure, I want us to recognize the need because of our impurity. So as we prepare to meditate today, let's stop for just a minute and have a moment of confession. Join me in this time of prayer. God, today, would you search my heart and find every wicked way, just as King David said, and would you bring it to the top of my head and the tip of my tongue that I might be able to confess it before you and you might forgive me of each of those sins. Lord, I'm grateful that you have the ability to throw them as far as the east is from the west and to remove them from my life and not hold them as a point of guilt against me, but I can live before you because of your righteousness, because of your forgiveness. So as we prepare to meditate, friend, just take a moment and confess those things before the Lord. Big, small, tiny, hidden. He already knows them, but He wants you to bring them to Him and just lay them at His feet. Let me give you a moment to do that. And now let's draw a couple of deep breaths and treat our breath like a door that is leaving one room, which is filled with the busyness of life, the anxiety of life, and you open that door through our breath and you walk into a space that is free from all that anxiety, free from all that stress, and we have the ability to simply enjoy the peace of our loving and gracious God. We can hear His voice. So let's breathe deeply. Hold it and force that air out. This time when you draw that breath in, hold it and almost like it was a medication you could send to a part of your soul that needs that life-giving air. Maybe it's a place that physically hurts. Possibly it's a broken heart. It could be where you need to get focused today. Whatever that is, draw that breath in and then just imagine your ability to send it to a part of your body that needs that healing. And then when you force it out, just force all that out as if you were taking all of life's stress and anxiety and forcing it out of your life. You ready? Let's breathe. Hold it, send it, and force it out. And now, friend, I invite you to take a couple of moments and listen to what the Lord might have to say for you. I believe the Lord is a Lord that, yes, someday will judge us, but I do believe He longs to give us encouragement each day that we can walk with Him, that we can chat with Him, that we can rest in Him. So listen for His voice, and it may come as a prompt, as a nudging. It may even come as an audible voice. I really do believe the more we listen for the voice of God, the more we recognize it. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. So thank you, dear friend, for joining me. Let me remind you again that what Philip Yancey said is so true. It's not so much that we keep our mind focused on how pure we are, but just a reminder of how impure we are as human beings. And friend, today the Lord wants to bring purity into your life. Thanks for joining me in this time of meditation, and I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow on another day of weekdaymeditation.com. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.